It's to 7. You look at the headlines this morning, get a really perfect vision of our national debate about immigration. A report from University College London, their Centre for the Analysis of Migration, has looked at its impact since 1995. In fact, 1995 up to 2011. That much is a fact, that much we can agree. Then it gets tricky. Some papers trumpet the view that immigration has helped us as a nation, some saying pretty much the opposite in terms of costs and benefits. Professor Christian Dustman is one of the people who wrote the report and is here, and Sir Andrew Green from Migration Watch UK, the chairman of Migration Watch UK, is on the line. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Dustman, first of all, what would your headline be? What do you think the important thing that we should take away from your report is?
Well, migration has many aspects, and there were many concerns in this country about net migration. Many of them are very justified. However, one concern which has been raised very frequently, and that is that immigrants are a drag on the welfare system, is certainly not something we need to worry about at this particular moment. There may be abuses of the welfare system in the immigrant population as much as in the native population. That certainly is something we have to deal with. But on average, immigrants who came to this country since 2000 have been a net benefit to the welfare system and not a net cost to the welfare system.
Are you talking there simply about immigrants from Europe?
No, that is true for immigrants from European countries as well as immigrants from non-European countries.
So where does this headline come from? £120 billion cost of Labour's policy on immigration, which is the Telegraph's main headline. Immigrants from outside Europe costing the public purse nearly £120 billion over 17 years. True?
Yes, so there are two pieces of analysis in our study. One piece of analysis looks at immigrants who came after 2000, where we can observe entire cohorts of immigrants. So that means immigrants from the entry to the UK onwards. For completeness, we have also conducted another analysis who looks at the average impact of immigration on the fiscal coffers since 1995. So that means in the early years, 1995 till, say, 2000, we mainly consider immigrants who are basically old, who have been here for a very long time. We had very low migration between 85 and 95, and whom we observe in what I would think the non-productive phase of their life. So we miss out the productive phase for those immigrants. We also miss out in those cohorts, those immigrants who came to this country, stayed for some years, and then returned back before they go into retirement. So in a way, those numbers very much depend on the composition of the immigrant inflow at the point when we start to do analysis, and we do not think they are very meaningful for the discussion. So we focus in this work on those immigrants who arrived after 2000, which are precisely the immigrants who are discussed in the public debate.
Exactly. And now that's the point, isn't it, Sir Andrew? What we're interested in at the moment, particularly concerned about, exercised about, is those, that latter group of immigrants, a group of immigrants particularly from Europe, recent immigrants. And what this report seems to tell us with pretty much complete certainty is that they are a net benefit to us as a country financially.
Well, let me come to that, because when you look at these things, an awful lot depends on who you select as your immigrants and the dates that you select. And this report is an improvement on their last effort a year ago. Last time they found that the cost of all immigrants since 95 had been 95 billion, but they didn't actually mention that in the text of their report and still less in their press release. This time, I'm glad to see that the BBC has drawn attention to it. And what this report has found is that over the period as a whole, migrants have cost 120 billion. That, in round numbers, is 20 million pounds a day. So it's now common ground that immigration has cost a great deal of money, something that Migration Watch has been saying for years.
But also that recent Eastern European arrivals have actually boosted our economy.
Yes, I'm coming to that, exactly. Now, this is where the time period is important. If you take all EU migration, including those who arrived before 2001, what you find is this. You find that by the end of the period, they are making a negative contribution and increasingly so. And the reason, as the professor almost touched on, is that if you take a group of people while they're young, fit and healthy, they're not going to be very expensive. But if you take them over a longer period, they will be.
And that the point there, Christian Dustman, is that those younger European immigrants who have arrived are going to get older and are going to get more costly, and they should be seen. In terms of costs and benefits, they should be seen in the round, shouldn't they, and the total costs and benefits during their lifetimes in Britain.
Exactly. Sure, absolutely. I'll come back in a minute. Now we were sitting in this...
Well, it is fair, isn't it, to say, if you just take a snapshot of the younger Europeans who have recently arrived, you're not getting the whole picture about the potential cost that they are to the system.
That is very true. So there are two aspects to that particular point. Immigrants' age, that means on the one side, they may take more advantage of services. On the other side, however, immigrants who are in this country, who came to this country after 2000, are far away from their economic peak. They're on average 25 years old. So that means they are not at the peak of their economic careers. They're also heavily downgraded. So that means, for instance, the surgeon who comes from Poland starts to work as a nurse because he doesn't speak English, but is then climbing up the job ladder. And we have not seen these immigrants at the peak of their economic
That makes sense, doesn't it, Sir Andrew? We're going to see them contributing much more in the future. Yes, they'll cost more in the future, but they'll also contribute more.
Yes, that's a fair point as well. But I would just say this also, that even on the report's own figures, which we, I think, are probably going to challenge, £20 billion profit, as it were, that is less than £1 a week per head of our population. And this is from a group of people who've added 1 million to that population. So I think the issue, as you started with, actually, Justin, the issue for your audience and for the country is to decide whether the extra pressure on our schools, housing and maternity units and so on, whether that is worth it for the sake of £1 a week. I'm not sure that it is.
Christian Dustman?
Yes, Sir Andrew, we were sitting in the same studio precisely 1 year ago. And at that point in time, you told me, does this report distinguish between Eastern European and EU 15 immigrants? It doesn't. So obviously that leads the outcome. The real issue is not EU 15. The real issue is the very large number of low-pay workers from Eastern Europe. We spent the best of the last year to address your concerns and the concerns of many of your collaborators. We now distinguish between A10 immigrants from Eastern and Central Europe and immigrants from the rest of the European Union, and we find that both groups made a positive net contribution.
Those from Eastern Europe?
Even
from
those from Eastern Europe.
That's interesting, isn't it, Sir Andrew?
Yes, but the point I'm making is that it is a very small contribution compared to their pressure on our society. May I make one other point, which is slightly different, that all these calculations are looking backwards by their very nature. You're looking at what was spent and so on. If you look forwards and look at the wider measure, which is GDP per head, what the National Institute have found is that the contribution of these A10 migrants that the professor is talking about is likely to be, and I quote, negligible or slightly positive. So there are strategic reasons for widening the community, but much of this talk about the benefit of East Europeans is fine for the employer, but for the society as a whole, I think it's very questionable.
Christian Dustman?
Sir Andrew, with all respect, I don't know the future and you don't know the future. So we don't conduct future research. We don't conduct research which makes speculations about the future.
All right.
We conduct research which looks at what we can make statements about today.
We have run out of time, but look, both of you do come back in a year. Well, you're updated again in a year, Professor Dustman. Sir Andrew Green as well. Thank you both very much for that discussion. And I should say, Robert Peston has blogged on this issue, and if you're interested in following it up, looking in further depth into it, it is well worth following Robert Peston's blogs.